From the beginning, Einstein knew it would be an uphill struggle. He signaled as much by including "on a heuristic point of view" in the title of his paper. Heuristic, as defined by the shorter Oxford English Dictionary, means serving to find out. What he was offering physicists was a way to explain the unexplained when it came to light, not a fully worked-out theory derived from first principles. His paper was a signpost towards such a theory, but even that proved too much for those unprepared to travel to a destination in the opposite direction to the long-established wave theory of light. Received by the Annalender Physik between 18th of March and 30th of June, Einstein's four papers would transform physics in the years ahead. Remarkably, he also found the time and energy to write 21 book reviews for the journal during the course of the year. Almost as an afterthought, since he did not tell Habicht about it, he wrote a fifth paper. It contained the one equation that almost everyone would come to know, E equals mc squared. "A storm broke loose in my mind," was how he described the surge of creativity that consumed him as he produced his breathtaking succession of papers during that glorious Bern spring and summer of 1905. Max Planck, the advisor on theoretical physics for the Annalender Physik, was among the first to read "On the Electrodynamics of Moving Bodies." Planck was immediately won over by what he, and not Einstein, later called the theory of relativity. As for the quantum of light, though he profoundly disagreed with it, Planck allowed Einstein's paper to be published. As he did so, he must have wondered about the identity of this physicist capable of the sublime and the ridiculous. "The people of Ulm are mathematicians," was the unusual medieval motto of the city on the banks of the Danube in the southwestern corner of Germany where Albert Einstein was born. It was an apt birthplace on 14th of March, 1879, for the man who would become the epitome of scientific genius. The back of his head was so large and distorted, his mother feared her newborn son was deformed. Later, he took so long to speak that his parents worried he never would. Not long after the birth of his sister and only sibling, Maya, in November 1881, Einstein adopted the rather strange ritual of softly repeating every sentence he wanted to say until satisfied it was word perfect before uttering it aloud. At 7, to the relief of his parents, Hermann and Pauline, he began to speak normally. By then the family had lived in Munich for 6 years, having moved so Hermann could open an electrical business in partnership
with his younger brother, Jakob.